Hi guys, and welcome to Binning Questions with Avian. Spoilers up ahead. It's been 1 year, 3 months, and 22 days. I'm going to add it all up and say it's been 479 days. You might wonder why I'm keeping check, but we're dealing with one of the highest-rated, top-ranking, most-watched TV shows. That's right, Game of Thrones. Fans like me are counting down for the next 3 months until finally it's April 2019 and no longer will our hearts be troubled. We can rest easily. Season 7 ended in August of 2017, and the Night King rode his undead dragon and marched his army of the dead south past the wall, and instantly the world knew that the build-up to the end of the most epic TV show was near. But there were so many questions that were left unanswered, so much burning questions that we just needed to know about, and it's pretty much been a feeling of some hope, some excitement, and of course some dread that's been left in us. But 3 days ago, Game of Thrones dropped an official tease for Season 8, and a tease it was indeed. I was so disappointed by that video. I spent a torturous 55 seconds looking at it over and over, checking for hints, wondering if I missed something. I mean, come on, Game of Thrones producers, give us more, just a little bit. We need hints. This is too nerve-wracking. You have to tell us, just tell us a little bit. What's going to happen with Daenerys and Jon? How's it going to go down when they find out they're related? How will Jorah react when he finds out about the two of them? After all, the man survived grayscale and exile out of devotedness to Daenerys. And what about my favorite wildling, Tormund? Did he survive the attack on the wall? He was so busy saving everyone else. Tell me that he survived. And then there's Cersei, that conniving Lannister. Is she going to ruin it all? Is she going to have that baby? And then there's Jaime. Where did he ride off to? What does he have up his sleeve? And then my favorite Lannister, Tyrion. Tyrion, that face in the end, you left us all in so much suspense. What were you thinking there? And up in the north, Arya and Sansa, you guys just did the unthinkable with Littlefinger. We didn't see it coming. And is Sansa going to be the queen in the north? What about Arya? Will she kill the Hound? Because she kind of just strayed. And then, will the Hound get to fight the Mountain? Finally, because that's long overdue. Will Theon even save Yara? Who's going to take the Iron Throne? Please don't say it's the Night King, because we have so much burning questions and we're just here in suspense. Suspense, I anticipate, is going to take us straight through to April. So, I have out my calendar and I'm going to cross off the days one by one, because my only solace until then is some White Walker by Johnny Walker.